Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ. Good morning and welcome to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Gron. I'm joined in the studio today by Peg Spear. She is the regional supervisor for The Point at Pontiac. Good morning.
Good morning.
You guys have a big event coming up, don't you?
We certainly do. We're very excited. We've only had ownership of the building since December 1st, basically. And so we did change the name to The Point at Pontiac. And now we're finally ready to host an open house.
What are you guys doing that day?
Well, we're going to be giving tours, and then, of course, we'll be providing refreshments and just basically letting people get to know our community.
Very good. And what day did you say that was again, and the times for that?
It's on April 29th, and it's from 1 to 3.
Okay. All right. Where are you guys located? What's the address out there?
It's 120 North Deerfield Road.
Very good. So you've got that happening, plus you're doing some other expansions of opportunities out there, right?
We certainly are. I want to let everybody know that we are now pet friendly, and so we do accept pets, and we understand how much the seniors get attached to their animals, and we certainly appreciate that and how difficult it would be to separate. So we've decided to allow pets going forward. Also, right now, we are offering 12 months free telephone service and cable service.
Oh, that's nice. Going back to the pets, we hear stories from the Livingston County Humane Society so much about how many of their animals are given to them because people move into nursing homes. So you're kind of taking that out of the realm of possibilities for your residents, aren't you?
Exactly. Well, we are an assisted living community, so if they're still able to care for their pet, they can bring their pet along.
Very nice. I'm sure that makes a big difference for everybody, too, like you said, right?
You know, it's heart-wrenching to have to leave behind a pet that you love so much.
Okay. And you mentioned activities. What kind of activities are we talking about?
Well, we're excited to let folks know that we are now providing live entertainment at least once a week. We also provide some outings. We will be providing some quarterly trips. You know, I know that we have scheduled coming up in June a trip to a Slammers baseball game up in Joliet. So that'll be exciting for the residents. We'll have a private suite and we'll provide their lunch, and they'll be able to watch the ball game in the comfort of air conditioning. So I think they'll have a lot of fun doing that.
This, as you continue talking about The Point, just reminds me so much of an all-inclusive vacation. You have your home, you have your meals, you have your entertainment. Everything is basically, you choose whether you want to do it or not, basically, right?
Absolutely, and that's a perfect description. I liken it to living on the Love Boat for the rest of your life. You know, it's because we have free meals, all you can eat, plus activities and entertainment. And then we have, of course, the personal service. That's the key. We have medication assistance and reminders so that they stay on track. And then we have assistance with showering, dressing, grooming, toileting if they need it. And if they don't need it, that's okay. But as time goes on, time does march on. And if they need those services, we're there to provide them.
That's awesome.
I do have one more thing I wanted to share, and that is that right now for new move-ins through the end of May, in addition to the free phone and cable service, we are also offering $2,500 in bonus gifts.
Wow, that's really nice, too.
Well, we're very excited to get people into the community, and they're going to love it once they get there because
cool.
We provide tons of activities and three meals a day, plus, of course, personal assistance with showers, dressing, grooming, toileting, and medication assistance and reminders.
Pretty much anything anybody really needs to be able to stay on their own, right?
Exactly. They can still be independent. They have their own apartments. They can come and go. They can have guests overnight. People can join them for meals in our dining room. It's their own home.
Very nice. So the open house, so everybody can check out everybody's homes, right?
Right.
Is when and what time?
It is on April 29th, and it's a Saturday from 1 to 3. And we'll be providing personal tours and refreshments.
Very good. We've been speaking with Peg Spear. She's the regional supervisor for The Point at Pontiac. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Groff for Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ.